loving spirit of life and motion, the one who moves with love and dances with life, the creator who shares our humanity, embracing all the earth. Come day spring on high, child of our dreams, joyful child of mystery, reveal to us the wonders of your love. Warm our winter night and fill us with your light. Be our hope, be our joy, be our breath. Help us prepare our hearts and make room for you. And grant us an awareness of your presence moving with us this morning, moving in us, around us, and through us. In joy. In your many holy names we pray. Amen. You know, the fuss over Merry Christmas has always amused me. It's also always saddened me. For the Christian faith, this time of year is not about a merry anything. It's about a merry everything. It is about the season, and the season of Advent, which means coming, Adventus, coming. It is the time of our faith tradition that we focus on the coming of the incarnation. It is not only a celebration of what is past, but it is also a recognition of what is ongoing. What is ongoing right now? What is possible now? What is happening now? This year at MCC Nova, our Advent theme is open to God. Open to having an encounter with the divine. The coming of God into our own lives, into our own being. We have journeyed through the first Sunday, opening our eyes, looking, being wide-eyed awake, with Jesus speaking to us through the Gospel of Mark, instructing us to stay awake, because you don't know when the time of the coming may be. And Liz Harrington was our wonderful contemporary witness to an awakening experience. Last Sunday, it was open your ears, listen. And we heard the words of John the Baptist speaking to us from the Gospel of Mark. Words of prophecy. And our special guest contemporary witness was Gavin Grimm. Those of you who were here witnessed exactly how being in church impacted him. He was okay, but he did not expect such a reaction. His experience with church in the Southern Baptist tradition was exceptionally painful. Horribly so, even so much so that the word prayer stung him. The harm and damage done to the individuals in our gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender communities in the name of religion is without conscience. It is without thought of consequence. It is a break in relationship, and it is sinful, and it is ongoing, and it is now, and we must listen to it. We must change it. We are the coming of the Christ into this world. We are the Advent. This Sunday, we open our hearts to feel, and I want to thank Jeff for opening his heart to us. It is in this moment, in the heart space, when we think and when we reflect on the beauty of the moment, in the coming of the divine into human form, inhabiting the human vessel. Not just once, I believe, but to show us what is possible, to show us what is real, to show us what is happening now. If only we have eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to feel. The divine mystery to whom matter matters began as cells, then a fetus, then a human being growing within another human being, coming to us now, this time. Not as a fiery pillar, a cloud in the sky, or a roar from Mount Sinai, but coming to us in such an unexpected and small way on soft little baby feet. coming to us in the most unexpected way, vulnerable. Coming to us through peasants, through hardworking average people, and born to life homeless in a manger, in the place where animals lay and feed. As if to say, can you see me now, people? Can you hear me now? Can you hear my cry? Can you feel me now? Do you get me now? That yearning, passionate desire to reach us, to touch us, to be with us, God with us, Emmanuel, to make us aware of the presence within us, accessible to us if we are only but open to it, if only we open ourselves to it. Open ourselves to the possibility. Provide that one little space within ourselves, that small space, that manger within our soul. When the end of our lives is bursting full with so many other things, occupied with so many other travelers and distractions, there seems no room in our lives. But God slips in between the cracks and the spaces, into whatever place can be found or made, waiting for us to notice, waiting for us to hear, to see, to feel. Isaiah embodied that feeling, that anointing, that moment, that coming, that indwelling, the prophet Isaiah. For me, the feeling prophet of the Hebrew Bible. The prophet with soul, with heart. The sharp prophet who used Hebrew wordplay. The passage in there about giving them a turban instead of ashes plays off a Hebrew word that sounds similar to both of them. The prophet of diversity with heart open to Yahweh and to creation. The one who carried the words of God proclaiming diversity in the dominion of heaven. The prophet who revealed a God with a heart, a place for those without family, a place for eunuchs. The prophet who revealed a God with a heart for widows and orphans, the marginalized, the vulnerable. Now, we don't actually know how much of the book of Isaiah relates to an actual historical Isaiah. It's unclear. It's complicated. When it comes to sorting through the scriptures for writing styles and rhythms, biblical scholars are indeed science-based and evidence-based, insofar as that's possible. But there are many unknowns, and often we must just feel our way about. And in doing so, the spirit of the one called Isaiah does come across and does come through in passion and caring and in joy. One whom we are told not only preached barefoot, but naked. Don't worry, I'm not getting any ideas. Isaiah 20, verses 2 through 4, and that's a passage which also plucks at the nerves of those for whom the human body is something dirty, something unclean, and something sinful. It is none of those things. It is none of those things. It is a beautiful creation. Amen. Can we get some more amens there? Amen. There you go. It is a place worthy to be the vessel, the residence, the temple, the hiding place for the creator of all things. For the God who loves justice and hates robbery and wrongdoing and sin. Sin is that which breaks relationship in people. The God who wants us to succeed, to realize our own greatness, to open our eyes and our ears and our hearts to the full entitlement of the gift of humanity. To be, as Mary Oliver suggests, a shining needle in the haystack of life. That is indeed our right. This is a difficult and painful world, and I believe we are called to find joy, and to find joy wherever we are able. Doing so does not ignore or deny the pain or make light of the difficulty of life. But I would argue finding joy strengthens us in order to better meet those moments. It enables us to journey onward through the challenges that we will surely face. I don't think I've taken a vacation time away in 30 years. And yet time away to new places enables us to see old things with new eyes. Even more so if we are open to the process of imagining ourselves to be visitors in our own homeland. Visitors in our own place, in our own space. Suddenly we can see the new in the familiar. We can see the beauty in the ordinary. Going to a new and strange and beautiful place reminds us of the beauty of our own home, if we allow it. What is the saying by Ralph Waldo Emerson? Though we travel the world over to find the beautiful, we must carry it within us, or we find it not. To me, the presence of God is like that. If we are unaware of the presence within us, we very well may be unable to find it beyond ourselves. Unable to find it in others. Incapable of finding it in the most simple and ordinary and unexpected places. Or elsewise, we find it in others and see it in them placed far out of our reach, out of our own grasp. We must have that presence of God within us, I believe, or find it we not. It needs to be found within first. It needs to be birthed within first. And that is the beauty and the mystery of our faith tradition, incarnation, the divine indwelling. And that is what Advent is all about. Rejoice. Let us open our hearts to joy, be receptive, be open, be willing to be surprised, be open to new things. Open your heart to feel joy. The painter Henri Matisse said, "Ever since there have been human beings, they have given themselves over to too little joy." That alone, my friends, is our original sin. I should only believe in a God who knows how to dance. End quote. Believe in a God who knows how to dance. Be open to possibilities. Open your heart and your mind. Grant space within. Make space within to receive that which you already embody and in whose image you are made. We are the Advent. We are the coming. Open your heart to God.